Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Court Report. In this edition of Northeastern Conference Girls MSO New Sports Court Report, I'm Bill Newell. Well, coming up in this report, we have two feature interviews. Mackenzie Charles from Lynn English High School, they're the Northeastern Conference South champs, and Mark Surrender from Saugus High School, he'll be joining us as well. Now, earlier this week on the North Shore, a key game involving the NEC North teams, it was Beverly versus Marblehead. Marblehead beat them earlier this year over in Marblehead. The Monday game was in Beverly. And earlier this week, last week, it was Haley Anderson of Beverly scoring her 1,000th point. So she's a key player that Marblehead had to stop on Monday night. And the Marblehead defense was up to it, according to Beverly coach Seth Stanchel.
I mean, they're boxing one on Haley the whole time, and they did a good job, you know, really trying to suffocate the looks she was getting. So we were getting a lot of open looks, but unfortunately, you know, I thought because we lost two games at the buzzer this year, I thought those two clean looks we had at the end, I thought the basketball gods were going to be in our favor, but I guess not.
Beverly coach Seth Stanchel following their close loss Monday to Marblehead. As for Marblehead winning the Northeastern Conference North title, their defense has really been key this year. This is head coach Paul Moran on their defense against Haley Anderson on Monday night and more.
Yeah, I mean, Haley's obviously such a great player that if you can't contain her, you're going to be in trouble. And, you know, I mean, she's going to go on, play college basketball, just do great things with her life. And I just, you know, to compete against her and coach against her, it's fun because she's such a great player and a competitor. Yeah, I mean, you know, but we got a lot of things to work on. We're going to continue to work. So, hey, I give these girls credit. They, 2 years ago, they only won a game or two. And, you know, it's not easy. And they've done a great job. And I'm really proud of them. 17-3, yep. So, well, we had already tied at Beverly. But, you know what? When the league was a lot more with 10, 11, 12 teams. But still, we're happy. You know, it's an accomplishment. We're happy. But, you know, hey, listen, Beverly, they could have easily have been champs, and I give them all the credit. I believe it. There's no shame in Beverly. They're going to do great things.
Paul, what came together for this team this year? There must have been a lot of things, a lot of loose ends to put together here.
Yeah, I think we just, you know, shored up defensively. We did a much better job, and I think every coach says that. It's like a cliche, but until we shore things up defensively, we were going to have some issues. But it's a full team effort. You know, hey, Fair Gillette, she didn't get to play a lot tonight because it was just different matchups. She's been huge for us for the last month, and she'll continue to do great things. But, you know, I want to single her out because she's such a great team player.
Marblehead girls, 17-3, their head coach, Paul Moran. Now, just ahead, Mackenzie Charles from Lynn English High School, and then Mark Surrender from Saugus High on our Girls Basketball Northeastern Conference Court Report. Enjoy the taste of summer all year round at Cherry Farm Creamery. Pick up an ice cream cake for that special occasion. Cherry Farm Creamery offers the best ice cream right off Route 128 on Conant Street in Danvers. Or visit them at cherryfarmcreamery.com.
Lynn English girls basketball coach Mackenzie Charles is here with us, Northeastern Conference champs. Coach, congratulations. It's been a nice year for you guys.
Oh, thank you, man. Really appreciate that. Girls have been working hard, getting better every day. So I love the growth. The growth of these young ladies is special to be a part of. So we just want to continue that.
Yeah, it's been a very kind of a even year in the sense in the Northeastern Conference where you don't really know who's going to win and lose certain nights. But obviously you guys have put it together. And I guess share with us some of the highlights of the season.
It started off really fast. And really a great start and beating a lot of teams in our conference. I give a lot of credit to the coaches in our conference because we started playing teams for the second time and they did their homework. And that's good, though. But we were able to be battle-tested against Beverly last night. They came in prepared, and our girls fought to the end and got the victory. It was special on senior night and to win the conference. It was a fun night, a special night for those girls. They came a long way.
Tell me about your seniors. Who do you have for seniors this year?
We got six seniors. Juliana Perry, Raven Rapley, Michaela Johnson, Stacey Abreu, Jessica Ruiz, and Maylin Echevarria. Great girls. Oh, this is my fourth year, so this is my first full senior group, and that's a special group right there. They've been through the tough times and the good times, so really a great family atmosphere because we grinded together for a while.
Coach, what's come together for the team? Play, forward play, guard play, defense, intensity. What's come together this year?
It's defense. It's defense. When we play defense the way we can play it, with the communication we play with and rebounding and finishing possessions, that's what got us to this point now, was playing really good defense. And some of the games we lost, I think we got away from that style of defense and playing smart and playing without fouling. But I think we're getting back on course, and this is the right time to do that.
Let me ask you one more follow-up on your players. So your assist leader and rebound leader and scoring leader, who would those three guys be?
Juliana Perry will lead us in assists. She's our point guard. She gets us in all our sets. Me and her have probably been together probably the last 7 years. She's been coming to our camp since she was a little kid. So she's our leader. She's our floor general. Jessica Ruiz, she's our leading rebounder. Hardest working girl I probably ever coached up to this point in my career. Like, she just lives in the gym. She started her freshman year and really wasn't that good. And to see her, I think she had 12 and 10 last night. So it's really special to see somebody work so hard, and now, like, the work pays off. So that's a great sign. And then our leading scorer would be Michaela Johnson, one of the best shooters in the league. Can knock down the three ball. But the one thing she's done this year a lot better is getting to the hoop. When she's off, she's off behind the arc. She still has the ability to get to the hoop, and that's been an improvement in her game this season.
I know we're still a week away from finding out who's in the tournament, but you guys are playing in a tournament to wrap up the regular season in Woburn, and you take on Andover on Tuesday?
Yeah. I thought it was important, especially coming off of last year and that long gap between the MIA tournament and our league. So I really wanted to fill that gap, and it was a great opportunity to get into a tournament with four teams that are going to be in the tournament from the MVC. I think that's a great league, and it's so competitive, and that's what we want to prepare to get in the tournament. We want to be battle-tested going into the tournament, and I think that's what this tournament is going to do for us.
All right, Coach, good talking with you, and congrats.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Mackenzie Charles, girls basketball coach at Lynn English High School. Coming right up, Saugus High girls basketball coach Mark Surrender. He'll be joining us on the line in just a moment.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Looking to score big on your savings this season? Open a CD savings or money market account at Institution for Savings. This is the perfect time to earn funds for your future, and our rates are among the best. Stop by one of our offices in Amesbury, Beverly, Boxford, Gloucester, Hamilton, Ipswich, Middleton, Newburyport, Rockport, Rowley, Salem, Salisbury, and Topsfield. Or visit us online at institutionforsavings.com. Member FDIC, DIF. Mark Surrender, the basketball coach at Saugus High School, is joining us. And, Mark, welcome. Good to be talking with you, and welcome.
Bill, thank you. Always a pleasure.
Well, you guys, have had really a solid season at 15-4. Just kind of missed out on a conference title or a piece of the conference title. But you're ready to go for the tournament, and I know you have one more game, a home game Tuesday against Everett. But when you kind of summarize the season, it's been kind of an unpredictable year in the Northeastern Conference, hasn't it?
Yeah, it has. Well, I think the one thing you can predict is unpredictability, if that makes sense. It's just been a lot of balance. So we've played a number of games that come down to final 2 minutes, final possession. We played one of them this past week. I went down to the last minute against Winthrop. We were trailing by one, and then we just kind of played the free throw game. Ended up losing by about nine. But the nice thing with that is that, you know, when it comes to this time of the year, you feel like you've seen a lot of things. Probably not seen at all. You never have, but you've seen a lot of different situations. And when it comes to a close game, which, you know, hopefully that's the case, you want to play in those games. They're a lot of fun to play in. We'll be ready for those.
You know, I watched the scores from night to night, and it's interesting. I'm kind of picking up on what you just said a moment ago. It seems like I remember you guys have won close games and you've lost close games. Is that sounds right this year?
Yeah, there was a stretch at the beginning of the season where it felt like we wouldn't lose any of those games because we were winning a lot of them. But we had a tough one against Marblehead. They ended up beating us by two when we played up there. And then the game that I just referenced with Winthrop. But yeah, Swampscott played us really tough. We had a double overtime game that we won against Winthrop the first time around. So we've been on both sides of the equation. And it's one of those things, like, unfortunately, losing is such a powerful motivator and it's a powerful teacher. So with our players, we always come back to practice after those losses a little bit more fired up than after the wins. It's just human nature. Yeah. But, yeah, you've seen everything.
Yeah. Mark, as you look at the Division II tournament, what can you tell me about some of the top teams in Division II as you guys get ready for the tournament and, other teams in the area do? Who are the top teams in Division II?
So, Pentucket right now is listed as a one seed, and I think that they're pretty good. I've seen them play a couple times. They won the state title last year, so I think as defending champ, they're kind of the team to beat. But there's a lot of good teams. You know, we've seen or at least seen the scores of Tewksbury and Wilmington, Burlington, North Reading, Newburyport, Hamilton Wyndham. And then there's even some teams in the NAC that, like Danvers just got in this week. We had a tough game with them the first time we played them. And then Marblehead is a team that I referenced already. They beat us. And they're listed as a two seed. I think they're going to hang on to that, actually, because they're done playing. It's pretty open, but like I said, I think Pentucket's kind of the team that they're the defending champion, and they've got the best record out of everybody. So I think that everybody's kind of circling them is kind of the team to beat.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. And also, I kind of followed them a bit the last several years, Pentucket. But I'm thinking that they beat Tewksbury by just 2 points, but I might be referencing a different game now that
No, they did. They beat I was at that game, actually. They beat Tewksbury by two, and it was a last-second shot, too, that won the game. Really good game. Tewksbury's got a forward/guard who's going to be playing at Emmanuel next year, I believe, and she's outstanding. She's just a terrific athlete. And then they surround her with a bunch of great shooters, kids that don't make many mistakes. So Tewksbury's—they were in the North Final last year. They're the team that knocked us off last year in our tournament run, and they're going to be tough. You know, we've seen, or my assistant's seen Burlington play. They've got a lot of good athletes. Wilmington's having a great year over in the Middlesex League. So I want to play a competitive game. You know, that's what we want. And obviously, you can admire all the other teams, but we're pretty good too. And we're excited to compete.
Hey, Mark, maybe as a couple of final questions, I do want you to tell me more about your team and some of your key players and so on, and kind of tell us a little bit more. We touched on some of the games this year, but actually, it seems like I forced you to talk about a couple of losses more than wins, but I'm sorry about that. But tell me more about your players and who you've been counting on, or counted on this year.
Yes, we have. It's a unique situation. We actually have six captains, and I think people when I initially said we have six captains, like, oh, so everybody gets a trophy, right? But these six players have been with us for 4 or 3 years. And they've gotten experience since their sophomore year or even before that. All six of them at some point in their career have led our team in scoring. They are high-character kids in the classroom. And Molly Granara is right now, she's playing some of the best basketball I've seen her play. She's a forward for us but can step outside and shoot. She's rebounding the basketball for us. Taylor Bogdansky is a girl that's going to probably play in college next year. She's looking at Endicott and a few other schools. She's playing some point guard for us. She's been able to guard players down low as well. Kylie Ronan is probably our best defensive player. She's just a very quick player and helps us, obviously, force turnovers. Jessica Nazaro's a guard for us, and she's shooting the ball as well as I've ever seen her shoot it, and she's a kid that had a reputation going into this year as a shooter. She just seems very, very confident right now. Earlier this week, Shaylin Quirk played the best basketball I've seen her play against Winthrop. She led our team in scoring in that game. And then Jillian Recupero last night against Peabody, really, it was a close game up until halftime, and Jillian kind of took over the game with her ability to create off the dribble. So we're very balanced with those six seniors, and we got some kids off the bench, too, that are pretty good. It's a nice thing. Night in, night out, you don't know who's going to step up, but it's something that our opponents, it makes us difficult to scout. And if a kid is having an off night, if one of our players is not shooting well or what have you, somebody else will step up. So it's been a balanced attack.
I gotcha. Mark, if you were to, if I were to ask you, this might be a tough, not a tough question for you, but I'm springing this one on you. Looking around the Northeastern Conference, who are the top two or three impact players that you think around, other than on a Saugus team that give teams trouble night in and night out?
We really liked Kylie Reynosa from Lynn English. She's only a sophomore, but defensively, she changes what you want to do on offense. So she's a kid that sticks out. Marblehead has a great player, Emily Klo, and I don't know if I'm saying her last name right. She's probably around 6 feet tall.
Yeah.
And just somebody that, kind of imposes their will on the game. And then I like Danvers has a similar thing with Shine Nessinger. And Beverly has a player, Haley Anderson, who can shoot the ball pretty much from anywhere in the gym. Even Winthrop has the girl Maura Dorr, who scored 27 last night. So there's been a lot of different players that have, night in, night out, you got to be prepared for them. If you're not, then you're in for a long night.
Well, I think you're right on those picks, as from what I've read and stuff and what I've seen as well. Hey, Mark, I got to follow up. Here's my last question to you. You're a little bit hoarse, but I'm thinking you were sick because you're not a yeller on the sidelines. You're clearly a teacher on the sidelines,
yeah, right?
Yeah, so it's we had three home games this week, and our gym is pretty small. For anybody that's been to the Saugus gym, it can get pretty loud, pretty fast. So I wouldn't say I was yelling at the kids. I was just trying to yell at instructions. But, yeah, it's three home games in 1 week is a lot. So it's one of those things. I'm going to be taking a nap as soon as I hang up on the phone on you, Bill.
Okay, and well-deserved at that. Well, Coach, good luck Tuesday against Everett. And again, thanks for your time, and best of luck to Saugus in the tournament.
I appreciate it. Thank you for your time, Bill.
Yep. Mark Surrender, the basketball coach at Saugus High School.
People come in, take a seat. You're really in for a treat at Sylvan Street. A great place to eat and drink and meet with family and friends at Sylvan Street. We'll treat you right, day or night. Satisfy your appetite. Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
Catch a game with friends, meet for lunch, cocktails after work, or a romantic dinner for two. Whatever your plan to do it at Sylvan Street Grill in Peabody and Salisbury. See you at Sylvan Street.
Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
Harrington Trophy has been rewarding the North Shore for over 30 years with quality custom awards, screen printing, embroidery, and more. We pride our family-owned business on our exceptional customer service and quality products for the right price. Custom t-shirts, sweatshirts, warm-up suits, hats, along with the area's top trophies, plaques, glass awards, we are the one-stop shop for end-of-the-year banquets or advertising your small business through apparel. Come see us at Harrington Trophy, Chestnut Street, Lynn, or harringtontrophy.com.
A special thanks to our two feature coaches who are joining us for feature interviews this week on the Court Report. Mackenzie Charles from Lynn English High School and, of course, Mark Surrender from Saugus High School. And again, congrats to our two title winners this year in the NEC Girls, Marblehead in the Girls under Coach Paul Morand and Lynn English under Coach Mackenzie Charles in the South Division in the Northeastern Conference. Good luck to all the teams qualifying for the state tournament, including Danvers, by the way, that did qualify this past week for the state tournament. Can't mention them all, but do make note that we do have details on the Larry McIntyre tournament, which tips off Sunday at Beverly High School. And there's also a tournament at St. Mary's. We'll tell you more about that in the next day or so as well here on the website. So, again, thanks so much for joining us, and a special thanks again to all of our coaches and for all of their help this season. I'm Bill Newell. This is the Court Report on MSONewsSports.com.